Welcome to the Pretty Deadly Podcast. I'm Susie Colick, the founder of Pretty Deadly Self-Defense, a self-defense program for women I developed based on my experiences as a violent crime survivor and my 23 years of training in the Japanese art of Gunjutsu. I'm going to dive right in, and in this episode, talk about self-defense and honor. What are we actually defending? But before I go on, have you started your holiday shopping? Can I recommend some good socks? GoodSocks.com is an initiative run by a Pretty Deadly grad named Maria, and GoodSocks.com sells really cool, sustainably made, warm and cozy socks. And for every pair of socks that you buy, GoodSocks donates one pair of those socks to a homeless person. You get to do good with good socks. You can find all kinds of sizes and styles and everything you need for gifts, stocking stuffers, and secret Santas at GoodSocks.com. Back to our episode. Self-defense and honor. So what exactly are we defending when we're defending ourselves? The reason I developed Pretty Deadly is because it was an answer to traditional self-defense courses for women. I had asked myself after I was attacked, why didn't I learn self-defense before something happened? I'm a woman in the world. I'm well aware of what the dangers are, and yet I didn't do anything about it. I only waited until after something happened to make sure that would never happen again. And just as an aside, what I mean by making sure this never happens again, I want to make it clear that learning self-defense does not prevent violence, and I am also well aware of that. I think for any woman or man who learns self-defense after they've become a victim of violence, it's to make sure that if something does happen again, they have a response ready. They are able to feel more in control of that situation and they can defend themselves, which is a really important thing to do because being able to have the sense that you have responded rather than reacted gives you more agency in that situation and reduces the risk of long-term trauma. But that's all stuff I figured out later. Going back to right after the event that I survived, I asked myself, why didn't I learn self-defense first? And over the course of my training in martial arts, I also took a few women's self-defense courses just to see what it was that I was missing before I was attacked. And I understood from these courses that they were horrible. They may be effective. I may learn some really powerful techniques, but the whole atmosphere was awful, especially for someone who was suffering from post-traumatic stress. But even if I wasn't suffering from post-traumatic stress, I knew on some subconscious level that traditional self-defense classes weren't something I wanted to do. They were always presented as really negative. Everything was really complicated. It was very ragey. It wasn't something that I wanted to do. But when I did take those classes, just to find out what I was missing, there was something else there that made me feel like this self-defense isn't going to work. This self-defense doesn't really apply to my daily life. Maybe one technique here, maybe one technique there, maybe in really specific or extreme situations, this stuff might work if I remember it, but it doesn't quite sit right on me. When I launched Pretty Deadly as a business, this was a question I was asking myself again from a business perspective. Why won't women take self-defense classes? What is wrong with traditional self-defense? And while I still think that there's a lot wrong with the way the product has always been presented in the past in itself, it's taken me a really long time to peel back all the layers and figure out really what is at the heart of this. And I finally figured it out. It's about honor. In the self-defense classes that I participated in before I developed Pretty Deadly, they were all taught by men. And men were telling us the same things. You know, you have to protect yourself. You have to defend yourself. Don't let somebody touch you that way. Don't let somebody do this. Don't let somebody do that. And for men, when men are fighting, it often is about honor. It's either about honor or about territory. And so when these men are, even with the best of intentions, when these men are teaching women self-defense, they're projecting that same sense of honor onto women and assuming that women value honor in the same way. A really common phrase that I hear and that I see in traditional male-based self-defense is you have to understand that you are worth defending. You are worth fighting for. You are worth defending. It's a statement that really frustrates me because, of course, people understand that. That's why they signed up for the course. That's why they paid for it. That's why they're spending their Saturday afternoon punching and kicking and getting yelled at and doing all these things that they would rather not be doing because they know that they're worth it. That's not the question. But I think underneath that, from a male-based self-defense perspective, it's also about male honor in terms of owning women's bodies. Because when we're defending ourselves in this way, or when we're told to defend ourselves in this way, what are we really defending? So for example, if somebody puts their hand on my ass in a traditional self-defense class, I'm going to be told to turn around and slap that person. They've offended my honor. Maybe knock the hand away first would be a good idea and then slap that person. But nonetheless, I should slap them to teach them a lesson. But this doesn't really compute for women. And I'm talking about things on a really, really deep subconscious level that comes from the structures of our societies and our socialization and our communities and our gender roles and all of this stuff. But it's also a really big part of why women don't really connect with self-defense. Let's look at it in terms of traditional roles. From a male perspective, your honor is the family name, the family jewels, the things that you own, the things that you define yourself by, the name of your father passed on to your children, your lineage. But lineage doesn't pass through women. If I was married and had children, I wouldn't be carrying my father's name onto my children. I would be carrying my husband's name. But neither of these names are my own. My body is just a vessel in this scenario. So if the honor of a family name doesn't pass through me, then why do I need to defend it? Why am I defending somebody else's honor and not my own body? And it may be that I live in a culture or a society that says the whole purpose of my life as a woman and the existence of my body is to produce children for my husband, to be in service to him. That may be the case. But then again, I'm still only doing things for someone else's honor. Because what you're really asking me to defend is another man's honor. The honor of his name, the honor of his possessions, the honor of his territory. And we can see evidence of that in terms of things like honor killings. Or when husbands may punish their wives or fathers may punish their kids for embarrassing them in public, for dishonoring the family name, for failing at a test or a competition or whatever it is. These things still happen all around the world, right? But this is really exclusionary. It's exclusionary for women because you're asking women to uphold the honor of names that don't belong to them. It's also excluding women who aren't married and don't have children. It's excluding trans women. It's excluding people that are not as valued because they can't carry on that honor for the person that you're supposedly defending, which is why so many self-defense classes can be really toxic environments for people of color, for non-binary people, for people of different religions and different ethnic backgrounds, for older women, and for people with disabilities. So the way traditional self-defense is presented is that you're not really defending your body. You're really defending honor. And again, for women, this doesn't quite compute because of the other messages that we receive through our societies and our communities and our socialization. What we actually care about is the honor of our bodies. We do care about what happens to our bodies. We do care about the space that we take up. And we care about the right to that space. If we remove the idea of self-defense as defending honor, then we can also remove the idea of self-defense as punishment or retaliation or fighting back, because those things are all related to soiling someone's honor. When what we're really saying is, I am occupying this space right now, right here, and I have a right to occupy this space right now, right here. And you don't have a right to take it from me. You have been listening to the Pretty Deadly Podcast. You can learn more about who we are and what we do and how to find a Pretty Deadly course near you by visiting our website at prettydeadlyselfdefense.com. And if you're interested in teaching self-defense to your community, our certification programs are open for enrollment, and you can find them on our website at prettydeadlyselfdefense.com/self-defense-trainer, all one word. This podcast is produced by Singe Network for Pretty Deadly, recorded in Berlin, and our original music is the track Icarus Wish by Berlin band Dead Sentries, used with permission of the artist.